You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A Green Bay lawmaker is renewing calls to keep veterans' housing programs open before they shut down at the end of the month, as his Republican counterparts are arguing the sites already have the money to stay open. The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program operates sites in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls. They provide temporary housing to homeless veterans along with other support services. Governor Tony Evers proposed giving the program nearly $2 million in the budget cycle earlier this summer. After that didn't make it through the Republican-led budget committee, Evers announced that the two sites would shut down because of funding shortfalls. Republican lawmakers say the closures don't need to happen. They say the governor hasn't spent some of the money already afforded to him. GOP lawmakers urged Evers to reverse the closure this month in a letter obtained by Fox 11. Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner represents the Green Bay area, and he's urging lawmakers to change their mind on funding the program so they can stay open. Late last week, he introduced an amendment to do just that, as lawmakers were considering a separate bill that would limit what flags municipalities can fly.
Frankly, it's an act of desperation, because it's our last session before these close in my area. And when they close, it won't just be numbers or political gamesmanship. It will actually be the friends and family and neighbors who are veterans sleeping without a roof.
The Veteran Housing Recovery Program sites in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls will close September 30th, absent any action from leaders. The site in Union Grove will remain open. A nonprofit health insurer will end coverage for some customers in northeastern Wisconsin. The health insurer Common Ground will not offer coverage to Outagamie and Winnebago County residents in 2026. The move will impact nearly 7,000 residents in the two counties who are currently covered. Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim of the 18th Senate District says the change is tied to the federal reconciliation bill and to the chaos in Washington. State Representative Dave Murphy represents a district that includes Grand Chute, Outagamie, New London, and Black Creek. It's close to, but does not include, Appleton, where he recently bought a house after selling his home in Greenville. Where exactly the assemblyman lives right now is unclear. According to the Post-Crescent, Murphy initially said he's staying with friends in Greenville while finishing out his term. He later said he plans to lease a property within his district while he's in the legislature. Wisconsin state law allows anyone to challenge the residency requirements of an elected official, and an Appleton resident has done just that, filing a complaint with the Attorney General, challenging whether Murphy still meets requirements to represent the 56th district. A Nina man has been indicted for child pornography. Civic Media's Connie Fellman has more.
A Nina man has been indicted for child pornography, according to attorney Richard G. Frayling with the U.S. Department of Justice. The two-count indictment alleges that 26-year-old Jeffrey Haskell of Nina used minor children to produce child pornography on two different dates last January. If convicted of either charge, Haskell faces a mandatory 15 years in prison and up to 30 years imprisonment. Haskell could also be fined up to $250,000 per count and would be required to register as a sexual offender under state and federal law.
The UW-Oshkosh budget is back in the black, so says Provost Ed Martini, who announced at a convocation address late last month that UW-Oshkosh's proposed budget has no structural deficit. The biggest savings come from restructuring, adjusting retirement options, and overload expenditures. That's all according to reporting from the Advance Titan, the independent student newspaper of the UW-Oshkosh campuses, which also reports that Chancellor Manohar Singh announced plans for new degree programs and an athletic team. One driver was killed and a passenger sustained major injuries in a two-vehicle accident Sunday morning in the township of Black Wolf. Winnebago County Sheriff's officials say the accident happened at the intersection of County Z and Country Club Road. The other driver sustained minor injuries. No identifications or details have been released. Governor Tony Evers' administration estimates that President Trump's big, beautiful bill will increase costs to Wisconsin taxpayers by over $284 million. The governor's office says that the bill will increase the cost by $142 million a year, and over 270,000 Wisconsinites will lose their health insurance, while tens of thousands more will lose access to basic food necessities. Evers says the bill will force states to implement new, burdensome requirements for Medicaid and a program that provides food assistance to kids, seniors, and families. Evers' administration estimates that the Republican-led state legislature will need to approve $70 million in new funding for immediate implementation costs just for the remainder of the biennium. Republican lawmakers have said the bill reduces wasteful spending and secures the southern border. Prescription labels include more than just your name and dosage. Brittany Merlot tells us they also list key details that affect when and how you get your next supply of meds.
One of the most common sources of confusion is the difference between a refill and a renewal. A refill means your provider has already given the pharmacy permission to give you more. But once those run out, a renewal is needed, which means your doctor needs to prescribe a new prescription before the pharmacy can fill it again.
Sometimes patients might forget to look and see how many refills they have left, and they'll expect there to be one. And
that's Olivia Bishop, an Aspirus Pharmacy resident. It's also important to check the expiration date printed on the labels.
It is the date where we can confirm that the medication is still effectively working. Unfortunately, after that expiration date, maybe the medication might lose its effectiveness.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging those preparing for the fall hunting seasons to enroll now in a hunter education course. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Hunter education plays a vital role in keeping Wisconsin a safe place to hunt. Anyone born on or after January 1, 1973 must complete a hunter education course and have a hunter education certificate to purchase a hunting license in Wisconsin. The DNR offers multiple course options and locations so hunters can choose the best format for how and where they'd like to learn. Anyone under the age of 18 must take a course with an in-person, hands-on component.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Pack is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers get ready now to play the Cleveland Browns. The Browns losing to the Ravens yesterday in Baltimore, 41-17. But Jordan Love will be without one of his best receivers, Jaden Reed, Matt LaFleur.
Unfortunately, he broke his collarbone, so he'll be down for quite some time. We'll see. Certainly, I would expect him back at some point this season, but obviously it's a big blow to us.
College football, the Badgers host Maryland next after losing in Alabama, 38-14 on Saturday. Luke Fickle.
Well, that's obviously not easy to swallow. And the truth of the matter is, I told those guys that was a much better team than we are right now.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Cardinals yesterday 3-2, but that's okay. The Crew, the first team in the major leagues this year to clinch a playoff spot.
It's been a joy for me to be around a group of guys that have taken this, that uncommon mindset, as serious as they've taken it.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. When not trying to push her bathwater soap on lonely men or selling her good jeans, Sid Sweeney does a little acting. The Sidster will play a boxer in the upcoming film Christy, based on the real life of boxer Christy Martin. Born in small town West Virginia, Christy Martin realized at a young age she was a good puncher and capitalized on that skill to become the best female boxer of the 90s. Despite not being released yet, the film has had a few eyes on it and is currently pulling a 61% on Rotten Tomatoes. Actor Joel Kinnaman is not a household name, but he has a a solid fan base, and he seems perfect for a good crime story. So it's no surprise he is the choice to play the lead role in a new crime drama called Bishop. According to Deadline, Kinnaman plays Bishop Graves, a weathered, experienced detective who chases a killer preying on San Francisco's elite, only to find out that the crimes have a connection to his own father. The series is currently in development at Amazon MGM. Superman and Lex Luthor teaming up together? What is this world coming to? Before you know it, cats and dogs will be living together. Variety has announced that the sequel for this summer's hit Superman is in motion. If you thought the first one was a spectacle, the follow-up promises an even bigger nemesis will face off against the unlikely duo. James Gunn's Superman, starring David Corenswet, made $613 million worldwide and was a big first swing for the DC Universe, a company where Gunn currently serves as co-CEO. James Gunn says the sequel will be as much a Lex Luthor film as it will be a Superman film. The director says he loved working with Nicholas Hoult, who played Luthor, and really identified with the Luthor character. Yikes. A couple other tidbits from Gunn's Superman world. The director says Supergirl, starring Millie Alcock, is on the schedule to be released in 2026. Superman, Man of Tomorrow, will start filming in 2026 and be released in 2027. You know you were involved in a pretty challenging marriage when just discussing it causes you to break down in tears. Just ask my wife. Thanks, I'm here all week. Such is the case for Denise Richards, who was married to Charlie Sheen. In the new documentary, AKA Charlie Sheen, Richards pulls no punches when she is on camera discussing her tumultuous time with Sheen. She says their marriage went south after the success of Two and a Half Men, claiming that the pressure really got to her then-husband. Richards says she would bring up Charlie's substance abuse to members of his team and specifically his sponsor, but to protect him, his posse would blame her hormones or claim she had postpartum depression. Richards says she kept it together for the sake of their daughters, but says if she wasn't a very strong person, she would have gone down a very dark road. Given all the recent information regarding Sheen's new doc and book, I can't imagine a darker road for anyone than being married to Charlie Sheen. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have another warm, summery day on the way. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 this afternoon. The wind just light out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.